have two more open mic performers before we close down tonight. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful night. Sometimes the nights start out quietly here because people can't get here right at start time. But what an evening. What a great job by the Features. How about a hand for the Features? And also for Stephen, who did the mini set. That was also excellent for those of you who were here. It's just wonderful. So we have two more performers, as I said, and I'd like to bring up the first performer, who is a poet, and she lives in Wayland. She's done a mini set here recently. Her name is Deb Strafus. Please give her a big welcome. Deb Strafus.
Comfy. Can you hear me? Is that good? Should I stay here? Everybody hear me? Test. Test. Yay. So, a little closer. Me? Is that good? Whoa. Okay. About that far? Is that better?
Oh my God, it's great.
Oh my God, it's great. Hi. I'm Deborah Lynn. And it's really nice to be back here with you. I just want to take a minute and say, yes, I am from Wayland, and a lot of you have probably heard about the terrible tragedy that occurred July 4th there. So what I'd like to do is actually invite you to visit my site. I blog poetry. So if you go, the shortcut is D as in Deborah, L as in Lynn, begin.com. That'll get you there. And just look at my latest, I just wrote them a poem and put it up there Monday, so please feel free to go and visit the site. I'm going to move away from tragedy, though, quickly into, maybe I'll put you to sleep tonight, I don't know. I do a lot of poetry, and Cheryl is kind of my mentor, Cheryl Perl, and she says, you know, you're very lyrical. Do you ever do songs? And some of my stuff is a little bit songy, and occasionally I get a melody. So tonight you get just a hint of a melody before I go into a poem. And I got this one coming back from my anniversary this year at Rockport. We just went up and took a little trip. And I don't know what the name is. I haven't got it. And I'm just going to give you a little part of it. So hope I do it for you well. Ooh, 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 come away, come away, come away on a dream with me. Float all your cares on a silken sea. Leave all your walls in your head to see. Come away, come away, come away on a dream with me. Now there's more to that, but I'm not going to do any more tonight. But what I am going to invite you to do is come away in a real dream with me. Anybody got a few days in October? I'm going back to Ecuador for my second trip to the rainforest. And I'd love to invite you to come along. I'm taking some artists, some people who want to connect with their creative sides. We're going to have some workshops. We're going to do a little poetry. We're going to do some yoga. We're going to do some astronomy and photography. And so come and join us on a creative, connective journey in the rainforest of Ecuador in October. And real quick, most of you know I have a mom who's end-stage Alzheimer's, and I do a lot of poetry about her. The other day I had her, we've got her in our third nursing home, and I wheeled her out into this little garden with a fountain, and I sang part of this song, and she very beautifully fell asleep. And I said, "Oh, napping in the Garden of Eden, soft water lapping, sweet breezes laden with flowers and nectar, the gods of the hours do meet thee there, where soft is the air, on a whisper you dare to dream, napping in the Garden of Eden, you seem transported on an angel's breath, deep down into God's own depths, to splash and play and laugh your way from here to there without a care in the Garden of Eden, where now you dare to roam and know, no matter how far you go, you're home." Thank you for listening to my words.
One more hand for our beautiful poet.